This is VOA News. For your remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Globally, more than 292,000 people have died from COVID-19 as several countries have begun easing measures to contain the coronavirus. The slow reopening comes despite possible upsurges and warnings of a second outbreak. Germany's interior minister said Wednesday the country wants to end some COVID-19 checks at land borders soon. Interior Minister Horst Seehofer telling reporters the goal is to open up borders with France, Luxembourg, Switzerland and Austria, and have free travel in Europe by mid-June. In Spain, two foreign ministry sources tell Reuters the country is planning to keep borders closed to foreign travelers until July. Spain, one of the countries hardest hit by COVID-19, is also learning of the preliminary results from a nationwide antibody study. The health ministry said results varied from region to region, but about 5% of the overall population has been affected by the coronavirus. The study that began in late April aims to test 90,000 people for the presence of antibodies to fight off the virus. And in England, the coronavirus lockdown tentatively was eased, with some people allowed to return to work. The worst-hit country in Europe gradually lifting restrictions, as Prime Minister Boris Johnson described the process as a supremely difficult balancing act between public health and the economy. Reuters cited Tunisia's state agency saying the country will reduce the hours of its nightly curfew imposed to slow the spread. The curfew will now be in place from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. local time instead of 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. We have more stories for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. is urging the Afghan government and the Taliban insurgency to come together a day after deadly attacks in the country left at least 56 people dead. U.S. peace envoy for the country, Zalmay Khalilzad, stressed Wednesday that cooperation between the two Afghan adversaries is necessary to deal with the common enemy of terrorism. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed its local affiliate carried out the suicide bombing of the funeral for a police commander in eastern Nangarhar province. But no armed group took credit for Tuesday's bomb and gun assault on a maternity ward in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Mothers, babies, and nurses were left dead in the massacre. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as part of the secretary's one-day visit to Israel Wednesday. Ahead of the talks, both men said their conversation would focus on fighting the COVID-19 plague, continuing to counter Iran, and the formation of Israel's new unity government, now scheduled for Thursday. Secretary Pompeo also met with Israeli leaders on Wednesday, with other Israeli leaders on Wednesday, including a meeting with Speaker of the Knesset, Benny Gantz. The U.S. stock market's main indexes fell Wednesday after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell warned about the economy's future. Powell said to expect extended period of weak growth and stagnant incomes due to the pandemic, adding it will take some time to recover. He also made it clear that the Fed won't push interest rates below zero, as traders had been increasingly betting. Mexican steaks and beef cuts are headed north after the coronavirus outbreak hobbled U.S. meat processing plants. The exports potentially offset fears of meat shortages in the U.S. that would affect fast food chains and grocery stores. The Mexican industry says the export growth comes from new safety measures adopted by plants and small-scale operations that have kept infections at bay. President Donald Trump's former 2016 campaign chairman, who was serving time for tax and bank fraud, was released from prison on Wednesday. Paul Manafort will serve the remainder of his 7.5-year term in home confinement. The 71-year-old's lawyers argued he was at risk of contracting COVID-19 because of his age and underlying medical conditions, including high blood pressure, liver disease, and respiratory ailments. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.